When President Barack Obama visited Africa 2 years ago, people were visibly excited. But some local business owners like Sadia Gay in Senegal hoped he'd address the export barriers, which she thought are still too high for small businesses like her clothing design workshop that exports to the United States.
In the textile sector, AGOA brings with it lots of restrictions. Since we signed the agreement, people are always holding meetings left and right, but I believe that we have not been able to do anything real.
VOA spoke with Serigne Aliou Diop of ACEPEX, the agency in charge of promoting Senegalese exports, including fisheries, agricultural, and artisanal products.
Today, after 13 to 14 years of being eligible, I don't think Senegal has really benefited from AGOA. Some of it is due to the limited financial capacities of our companies, the quasi-inexistence of cargo flights to the U.S., and the strict rules regarding our products.
According to the U.S. Department of Commerce, the top five AGOA beneficiary countries are Angola, Nigeria, South Africa, Chad, and Gabon. Among other leading beneficiaries is Lesotho, which has one of the largest textile industries with 40 plants mainly run by Asian businessmen. While the program is working for countries like Lesotho, it's not the norm for all the eligible countries.
In its peak year, 2008, it was $80 billion. However, 2014, just last year, it finished the year $23 billion.
Rick Helfenbein is the chairman of the American Apparel and Footwear Association. He says AGOA can do better.
67% was energy related. Where was the other 33%? 20 of the 33% is South Africa. That means what's left, 13% of the 33% in non-energy is coming from 35 countries, underutilized, completely underutilized.
Last year, U.S. import from sub-Saharan Africa decreased by 32%, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. The reason was mostly due to a 51% decrease in U.S. oil imports from the region. But Orrin Hatch, who heads the Senate Finance Committee, recently praised the trade agreement.
Since AGOA was enacted in the year 2000, trade with beneficiary countries has more than tripled, with the U.S. direct investment growing more than sixfold in that time. The program has helped create more than 2 million jobs.
Hatch, who helped craft the reauthorization language for the new bill, says that to improve on AGOA's past successes, it's important to allow both sub-Saharan Africa and the U.S. to benefit from expanded market access. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.